Now, Dave, we used to think that you were like that TV show, the show's biggest loser. But apparently, it's not the case because our Maria has had a radical lifestyle change. And instead of hitting the coolest bars and clubs and restaurants that the capital has to offer, she is now doing something very different in her new home in the Midlands.
I have the best new hobby ever.
7 and 8, 7 years. On its own, number 2, 4, 0, line 40. On its own, number 1, 6 and 1.
Check.
61, I checked on 61.
That wasn't me shouting check, yeah. So I didn't win anything.
I mean, compared to your, you know, endless trips to IKEA and, you know, your 2 in the morning Tesco shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, this takes it to a whole new level. Why did you end up at Bingo?
So I was out with my boyfriend's mother yesterday for dinner.
Maria, correct. Loads of hyphens. Mother-in-law-to-be. Come on now.
It's not quite official. He doesn't know it yet. So yeah, she said she was going to Bingo. She goes to Bingo every Sunday with her sister. Mm-hmm. And just as it happens, their brother is the Bingo caller. So I
God,
said...
an inside job, guys. Inside job.
I adore scratch cards. So Johnny was saying, why don't you go? Why don't you go and give up your scratch cards and take on Bingo? So I said, you know what? I'm not doing anything else, so actually I will. So I went, and it was the best thing ever. I just loved it. Oh God, I love it. I love it. I want to go a couple of times a week now. So
you're turning into Kevin Keegan. You love it so much.
What is the best thing about rural Bingo?
They all take it very seriously.
Right.
Very seriously.
Did you have to go there on a minibus?
No, I did. I actually got a lift with the Bingo caller, so I felt like a bit of a VIP.
Right.
But there was a bus.
A Bingo bus. There's got to be a Bingo bus.
Yeah,
otherwise.
Well, when I was younger, we were made to believe that it was only, you know, the elderly that loved Bingo and that went to Bingo. Because there used to be...
You sure? Make believe?
There used to be a bus that used to pull up outside our house in Clondalkin. And there used to be a gang of women, like older women, waiting on the Bingo bus. And my dad used to always slag my mom and say, that'll be you in a few years. And I'd be like, would you feck off?
What is the demographic then of the Edenderry Bingo Hall? Like,
it's very mixed.
Is it?
Very mixed, yeah.
Were you the youngest there?
I could have been, but probably only by a year or two. Oh no, actually, there was 2 kids walked in with their parents.
That doesn't count.
But no, there was quite a few my age there.
Okay.
So explain,
I met a girl I knew years ago.
How does it work? Because a lot of us probably did Bingo as kids with little Bingo sets at home, but yeah. How does the real one work?
How does professional Bingo work?
So you go in, you go, I'll have a single. Didn't know what I was saying. He didn't give me chips anyway, but he gave me a book with 10 sheets, with 10 pages and 2 loose sheets.
And how much is that?
€12.
Okay.
And on each page you have 5 cards, which are Bingo cards. We all know what Bingo cards look like. They all have random numbers dotted around them. So if you get a line, which is usually 5 numbers across, you get a prize.
Guys, if you just tuned in, this is a Bingo update. Maria's explaining how you win Bingo.
So then you can do, like, they have 2 prizes for the first 2 lines gotten.
Okay.
And then when they're gone, you play the rest of the page to try and fill one of your cards on the page.
You try and fill every line in that card?
Yeah.
Right,
every number in that card you try and fill.
And you're marking them off with a big highlighter pen, are you?
I had a pink highlighter, yeah. Wasn't very lucky, so I'm going to bring the blue one next week, I think.
What are the prizes? Is it jug kettles or cash?
No, it's cash. Yeah, it's cash. It goes from 20 to... There was a jackpot last night of 2,900.
Nice.
Did anybody win it?
Nobody won that, but somebody won €1,000.
So it'll roll over.
So that one will roll over and it'll be €3,000 next week.
Were you intimidated at all by the Bingo ladies who go every week and know all the lingo and all that kind of stuff?
There was a woman... There was a woman sitting kind of close to us and she looked at Susie, as Johnny's mother. She looked at Susie and went, as if to say, who's your woman? Because I'm not known there.
Right. If you'd won the grand, she would have hated you.
Well, that's what she said. She said, she's new. It's her first time. And I said, oh God, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. She went, you'll probably win. So, all right, thanks. Have a good game. And then there was a woman sitting behind me who, when they, so he doesn't call out, all the ducks, 22. He just says all what? The twos, 22.
Is that not the best part of the bingo?
He doesn't say legs, 11. Yeah. Or he fat ladies. Say, yeah, no, he doesn't say any of that. But every time he 22 or 2 came out, the woman behind me would go, quack, quack. And at first I thought, oh God, you're so funny. And then by the end, I wanted to smash her head off of the chair.
Well, I think if you listen really closely to this, you can hear her say quack.
On its own, number 2.
Quack.
Quack.
Can we also listen again to the woman who said check? And I think, like, you kind of, I don't know, I had an image of, like, if you got, you'd be like, check, yes! Unless she, like, she's the most feeble.
Check. 61.
Check. Yeah, she was right in front of me.
She not delighted, what she won. Like.
What did she win? A few hundred quid
or something? Could have won 100 quid, yeah.
That's
very
cool.
Lucky, very lucky. But listen, lads, I love it. And I think everybody should go to bingo on a Sunday. And I think it's the best way to get rid of any kind of fear you might have of going to work the next day.
Amy says, Maria's gone full coachy, lads. I got a lift with the bingo caller, so I felt like a bit of a VIP. She's gone, lads. She's gone.
Well, actually, funnily enough, before I went to bingo, I was at a duck race.
Right. Actual animal ducks running?
No, they were little rubber ducks. It was for charity. But I thought, God, isn't this lovely now?
Edenderry sounds like an episode of Last of the Summer Wine.
How does the duck race work? Is this like poo sticks? You throw them over a bridge and they go whichever one comes out first.
Yeah, they dump them into
poo stick. You know, game poo sticks. Okay, so go to a bridge where there's a... Sorry, Maria, to interrupt in your story. Go to a bridge where there's a river running underneath it.
And you throw a stick in.
Oh, a big stick. You get a stick on the bank, like, and you three or four of you throw it over, and you all know the shape you're on. Whichever one comes out first wins. Winnie the Pooh used to play it. That's why it's called poo sticks.
That's what I was going to ask.
Right, yeah.
Sorry.
No, anyway. This is they number the end of the ducks. They throw them in, and then this guy goes around in a boat with a leaf blower, and he blows them all up to the finish line.
But would you not just, again, like, you know the bingo caller, would you not just, like, need to know the guy and just go, number 6, John, number 6?
No, because he can't see the bottom of the ducks.
Oh, he doesn't know.
But there was another lad just patrolling, and he kept getting them and flinging them to the top, and people were going, hey, that's, you can't do that.
Back to your bingo. Connor on Twitter says, that's what we do, Maria. We print the books. They're the bingo book printers.
I could have my own bingo class.
Marguerite and a lot of people are saying, lads, there's got to be a song in that. Venga Boys, the bingo bus is coming. And everyone is saying that you should take Fergal Darcy's advice. And because, you know, on the end of the Court Me ad, he says, and avoid bingo. That's just weird.
But I'm going to challenge Fergal Darcy on that later on. He'd love bingo.
Is it a good thing to do as a quirky date, do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, but if you're not winning by the end, like, I felt myself getting a little bit ratty that I wasn't winning. I'm resenting the people that were winning so.
Do they serve refreshments?
No, but there was a bar there. That you could
have, like, alcohol.
It's in a gay club. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the bingo wenches in Cove, says Phil, are so bitter that they got kids banned because a girl checked 4 times in one night.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Maria,
we should say that the Cove ladies aren't here to defend themselves, and maybe that didn't happen.
Maybe they were running around.
Yeah, we don't want to give them a bad name.
You have to be so quiet.
Someone else says, Maria, 2 grand. That's all. My local in Cool is 20 grand every week.
I'm there.
Someone,
I'm there.
20 grand.
20 grand on bingo.
Why are we not all doing bingo?
This is what I'm asking. You laugh and scoff, but I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to laugh and scoff, I'll be honest with you. 53102 is our text line if you want to get in touch today. You can also drop emails into DermotandDave@todayfm.com.
Maybe we could do celebrity bingo calling. Maybe we could
I'll tell you what, right? No. You go and try it out a couple of times and then report back as to how it goes.
Dermot, you can do it on Sunday.
Okay, see you there.
Actually, did the bingo caller make any mistakes?
He read out a number that was already read out. They were not happy.
Yeah, because I remember...
It just was a little mistake. It wasn't a big deal, but they were not happy.
In Phoenix Nights, Jerry got high on some... Anyway, something. Anyway, he was off his head and he started calling out numbers wrong and the bingo people were going insane. And apparently that's a thing. The bingo caller gets anything wrong, he's lynched.
Yeah, yeah, they take that really seriously. And then, you know, if he calls out, which is completely not his fault, if he calls out, say, 4 numbers in a row that are all like 23 and 27 and 20, all from the 20s,
right,
they give out about that as well. And like the women behind me were going, he needs to shake his balls. I was like, did you actually say that seriously?
Is he putting his hand, does he have a machine that spits it out, or is he just kind of swirling his hand around?
That disappointed me. Three things disappointed me. You don't shout house.
Yeah.
You don't shout bingo. And he doesn't actually have bingo balls. It's an automated thing. And it has, you know, like in a doctor's surgery, when it says,
counter number four, please.
Yeah, or number 27. It comes up like that.
That's disappointing.
No, you need the balls in the sucky tube.
Yeah.
Like the lotto.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Like if the lotto was just digital numbers coming up on a screen, nobody would watch it.
No.
That's not exactly true.
Probably not. Yeah, but I know what you mean. Bingo, 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 bingo. There's so many people around Ireland playing bingo. Maria went to her first bingo session ever at the weekend. And despite wanting to beat a woman over the head with a chair who kept saying, quack, every time somebody said two, she really enjoyed it.
Well, you're not the only one if you're worried that you're the youngest person there, Maria. Lisa says, I'm a 26-year-old woman. I've started going to bingo every Wednesday night with my 29-year-old brother and our nana in the local pub. It's great crack. I swear, we're half normal.
I'm 31, sister 28, sister-in-law 29. My 5-year-old daughter started going to bingo at the start of the summer. We'd love it. So there you go. Like, there's loads of people doing it.
Works for Today FM marketing team. You were at bingo?
I love bingo. I used to go every Tuesday and Thursday with my mum.
Really?
And it was the crack.
Where'd you go?
Quack. Don't hit me. In Arklow.
All
and
right.
Then I went in Tala a few times as well when we wanted to hit the big time.
Oh,
as well,
I mean, that's taking it up a notch altogether.
Yeah, yeah, next level stuff. Yeah.
We got a text about that, the one in Tala actually. It says, played in Tala a few years ago and it was hilarious. 77, the hash bus, and many other local and equally hilarious calls. So the two little ducks are gone.
What was it like in Tala?
They have big electronic boards, which I thought was...
That you get,
really,
so you don't get a pen and paper kind of thing?
No. You get an electric board and it's touch screen.
Wow.
And there's 10 books on it.
That is big time.
It's huge. And I wasn't really sure how to work it or anything. So I spent the entire time just confused, tapping it, getting like really frustrated, thinking I wasn't going to win because of it.
And did you win?
My friend's mum won €500 and it's a thing that you kind of just share with everyone that you're with. So
what?
I got a cut of that.
That's pretty good.
It's really generous.
I'd be quite this sad if he didn't have a pen and paper.
That's it. You don't feel like you're really playing bingo.
Yeah. It's just computers doing it all for
it's
you
like
anyway.
It's like playing bingo at home on your sofa, on your app, on your phone.
May as well be just online, yeah.
How are the clientele? Do they mind you coming in as a newbie?
No, you do get looks. You do get looks. And even in Arklow as well, they have like all of the biddies there have their chairs. So when you come down, you have to be mindful of whose chair you're sitting in because it could be a lucky chair.
Okay.
And if you sit in a lucky chair, you're a goner.
So it's like picking your numbers for the lot and having the same numbers every week.
Yeah,
they sit,
that's
my chair.
That's my chair.
So you sit in Mary's chair?
I sat in someone's chair before, yeah. And for the entire, and I swear to God, the entire round of bingo, I could feel her eyes burning at the top of my head. Feel her bad.
Well, it's good to know that Maria is not alone in her love of bingo. And Mr. Mustard has been on Snapchat. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat. And he says,
lads, I was a bingo virgin, and one Sunday, myself and the Queen Bee decided to go with me mother, and we brought her granny. Driving bingo this was now. You sit in the field, and like that, rather than shout check, you blow your horn. 450 beans, thank you very much. Well, I blew that horn like a child was after crossing the road in front of me. Yep, Sally.
450 quid, Maria, and drive-in bingo.
I know, this sounds like the crack.
It's the next level.
And apparently there's something else called musical rock and roll bingo or something like that people are telling us about as well.
Yeah, there's texts coming in saying, Maria, you have to try rock and roll bingo. Not entirely sure how it works.
I think when the numbers all correspond to music clips, so when 22 comes out, a song which is labelled number 22 plays.
Well, Barbara in Clontarf says there's karaoke and at the break... This is in the Patriots Bar in Kilmainham in Dublin, apparently. Right. There's rock and roll bingo. It's great fun. Instead of numbers, there are song titles. If you get a line, you get two free drinks and a full house, you get four free drinks.
I can see a pattern emerging here.
And then you can't read anything that's in front of you.